This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi won her eighth term leading the Democratic caucus. Pelosi easily beat out Ohio Representative Tim Ryan, but her 134-63 margin of victory signals some discontent with her leadership, with many Democrats stunned that nearly a third of the caucus actually voted against her. With us now in Washington, let's bring in senior writer and Politico co-author of The Playbook, Jake Sherman. Jake, the Politico headline that I'm reading this morning says the Democratic leader beats back challenge, but the vote reflected significant discontent. It would have been unthinkable 2 years ago for Nancy Pelosi to lose a third of her caucus. What's it mean moving forward for her?
I mean, the reality is no one thought that Tim Ryan would be the next Democratic leader, and still 63 people voted for him. It was a protest vote, and it shows that the Democrats really need to wrap their heads around a post-Pelosi reality, something they've not done. As you guys know, they've frozen out basically an entire generation of leaders. The next leaders of this party are either out of Congress, Harold Ford Jr., or in the United States Senate. So Democrats have not begun to grapple with this. There's really not many people around. They're led by a bunch of 70-year-olds. It's not a good situation for House Democrats.
Bob Beaupre had to say in the first hour, Bob Beaupre, of course, the former Colorado congressman, talking about, this big gap in terms of leadership for the Democratic Party. I mean, what he just said here, that, the Democrats have basically have frozen out an entire generation of leaders. Think about it. Is it any wonder that Tim Ryan had to step out? I mean, this was the start of the reality check for the Democratic Party here. Because they know something is not right, whether you call it a protest vote or you just say, look, we got to take a stand here. And keep in mind, I mean, they're coming against the grand lady of the Democratic Party. I mean, this is a woman who is a fundraising machine. Yeah, she's got a lot of people elected to office, so they're beholden to her. And so for some of these same people to say, look, we don't want you to lead us anymore, that we're ready for some new blood, boy, is quite the statement. But I'm sure she's pondering that. But as we know in the world of politics, some people are going to pay for that. Yeah, you know, that they didn't support her. So this is why, it was a tough vote on many levels. But beyond that, like I said, it says a lot about the lostness of the Democratic Party and where they are right now in trying to regroup. They've lost so much influence, even at the local level, state level. Look at 39 governments, state governments are controlled now by Republicans. You know, what does that tell you? And you look at the average age of Republicans in the House and Senate, around 50 plus, just 50. So big difference when you look at the average age of Democrats. As you said, there's a bunch of 70-year-olds there. Not to say anything bad about, people as they age, and certainly you've got something to bring there. But I think that what has happened, particularly with the group of Democrats, is they've bought into an ideology. They've held fast to it. And it's hard for them to abandon what they really believe has been working. But, after 8 years of this current administration, starting with Obamacare, and it's just been one catastrophe after another, whether it is Obamacare, Benghazi, what's happened on the national stage, our opportunity to truly become energy independent, and in spite of all the regulations and the things that the government has done, which has been antithetical to any kind of energy independence, we're knocking on heaven's door here, so to speak. If Democrats are going to be in the fight here, then they really need a serious wake-up call. If this last voting in election cycle did not give it to them, I don't know what will.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Back with you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Let us know what's on your mind. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, a lot has been discussed, particularly in this election cycle, about education and what are we going to do about it, I mean, for all the money that we invest in it. And we have a leading authority coming on with us on educational policy, Cleek Boulash, or Bullock, I should say. You know, we as parents do all that we can to pull our kids away from electronics to focus on schoolwork and study. Some schools have instituted a BYOD day. That's a bring your own device day at school this year, and this has lots of parents up in arms because they do not see the value in it, but rather view it as an added distraction, and maybe they need to understand a little bit more about the whole process. Cleet Boulock, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
It's a pleasure being on your show, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here. I have a business partner, and we try to do something interactively with kids and saying, look at, a legal pad and a number two Ticonderoga pencil with this generation is near irrelevant. We need to bring them up into speed, and let's put these devices, these electronic devices, in their hands and let them use it in a positive way rather than just video games and other amusements that they've come to know and love their device for.
I agree with that.
Well,
let me give you a little background information that might your listeners might wonder, what does this guy know? Well, in 2002, I got a contract to evaluate every school district in the state of West Virginia. For 5,000 miles in 5 months, I went to every school district and I asked kids, thousands of kids, what do you like about school? What don't you like about school? And I asked teachers, what do you like about your school? What don't you like about your school? Now, based on that information, that's where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Based on those interviews, I found out that about 50% of the kids go to school that are not motivated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they asked them what they liked about school, they said, the teachers. I said, what don't you like about school? They said, the teachers. And I said, well, tell me about that. He says, well, some of the teachers care about us. They'll listen to us. They'll talk to us. And the others, they just come in and pop their feet up on their chair, and they look at us, and they say, you guys want to learn? I'm here to teach. You don't want to learn? That's your problem.
Right.
You obey the rules, and you get sent to the office. They don't care about us. I asked teachers what they liked about school, and they said, the parents and the kids. And what don't you like? The parents and the kids. The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got this problem of motivation. Now, if BYOD increases motivation, then it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, let me ask you this, Cleet. Is it also a question of relevancy? does it point to what is being taught, what's being presented? Is it relevant? Does it match up with the interests of these kids? I mean, you cannot, in the old days, when I was around, teachers went to the, this is an old word, mimeograph. We haven't heard mimeographs in a long time, but they'd go to the mimeograph machine, just peel off copies of stuff. And it was the same, plan and notes that they had, going on for 10 years. And those things are irrelevant anymore. I mean, if you're not updating, especially in this age of this information age, and the knowledge that these kids have with them that they're bringing into the classroom every day, and if you can't stimulate them at that level, aren't you irrelevant?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bill. Relevance is very much a key. We'll get back to teachers are so controlled today that they cannot, on a spur of the moment, go off onto something that's relevant to these kids. Well, like today, if you were in a history class, what would be the most relevant thing that you could talk about today?
We could talk about the building of a new government. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You would be talking about the Trump trip today and the carrier thing. And there's all kinds of things that are relevant to kids that's happening right today. Mm-hmm. But the teachers can't do that. They are controlled. They are told by central office what book they must use, what page they must be on, what chapter they should be teaching. Now, we get back to what kids like about school and what teachers like about school, and I came to realize in thinking and going through all the data that I had collected, and when I responded, made my report to the State Board of Education and to the state legislature in West Virginia in 2003, and what I found that there are five basic needs that students have. There are five basic needs that you have, that all people have, and here are the five basic needs. Many kids go to school fearing that they are going to be bullied. That's 5 to 10%. So fear and anxiety is a factor. That's one of our basic needs. When you fear for your life or fear for your survival or you're afraid, you're not going to be motivated. You agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So that's one of our needs, your needs. Mm-hmm. Here's the second need. How many kids go to school and are not happy?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of kids go to school who are not happy. If you're not happy, how motivated are you?
Without a doubt, right?
No doubt. Okay, here's the third one, and here's where the BYOD comes in, control. Many kids go to school feeling like they have no control over what happens to them. They must obey the rules. They must do what the teacher says. They must study what the teacher tells them to study. They have no control. There are kids who feel like they have control because they're highly motivated to get the grades.
Mm-hmm.
50% of the kids don't care about grades.
Right, right.
So that's another a non-motivating factor. BYOD would give kids some control because it's their device.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the teacher controls how that device is used in the classroom because any teacher can look out there and see what's going on. If they can't, they shouldn't be in the classroom.
Exactly.
So, and there's another big factor with teachers' motivation. They have no control.
Mm-hmm.
They must follow the curriculum. They must teach what they are told to teach. When I was a teacher, if I found the kids were hot on something, I threw everything away and went with it.
Exactly.
And I stayed there because that was one way to motivate them. I could get those kids so turned on, they'd do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the fourth basic need. Okay, caring. How many kids go to school believing the other kids care about them? Huh. Ask yourself when you went to school. How many of the kids in your class cared about you? There weren't that many. So, and the teacher. Does the teacher care about you? Half the kids say the teachers don't care.
Wow.
Then you go. Then here's the fifth basic need. I say to kids, I said, what do you like about school? They said, and what don't you like about school? And they said, going home. Mm. I said, well, what else do you like about school? And they said, recess.
Cleet, we're going to have to leave it right there. We'll pick it up, the fifth need, when we come right back. Cleet Bullock is with us, education expert, and this is Bill Martinez live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bill Martinez live.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
These letters have just now been delivered to Mr. Kringle by bona fide employees of the post office. I offer them as positive proof.
Three letters, Your Honor, are hardly positive proof. I understand the post office receives thousands of these letters every year.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Oh, it's the season, isn't it? Merry Christmas to you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Our conversation with Cleet Bullock continues. 40-plus years in public education, doctoral degree in social psychology and leadership. He is a certified professor in educational leadership, a leading authority on educational policy reform and global competitiveness. And we appreciate having Cleet here to give us some evidence and some results of fact-finding that he went on a search in Virginia to find out, you know, what's wrong. I mean, you ask the right questions and you get the answers, and now you got to decipher the answers. But out of it, he's been able to call, you know, some basic needs, what he's been referring to, five basic needs that he found that, you know, students and teachers alike, and maybe even parents as well, were involved in and in defining what these five basic needs were. And we had to cut short on unraveling the fifth basic need. So, Cleet, let me bring you back on, and let's talk about that fifth basic need that you found.
Yeah, I asked the kids, why do you go to school? And they said, oh, we have to. I said, you mean if you didn't have to go, you wouldn't go? No, I don't like school. That was about half the kids.
Wow.
And I'm talking thousands and thousands of kids that I interviewed. So we have, and the fifth basic need is purpose. When kids who go to school with no purpose believe the teachers don't care, believe the other kids don't care, they feel like they have no control, they're not happy, and they sometimes fear for their safety. How are you going to motivate those kids?
Exactly, right.
So, the book that I wrote, and there are two books now on Amazon.com, both dealing with how to meet these five basic needs of teachers and kids. To get these, you got teachers who go to school who are afraid that they're going to lose their jobs. They have to do what the administration tells them to do. And many of the parents out there in some of the more wealthy districts, they look down on teachers because, you know, they don't make the money. They don't live the way they live. So you've got many teachers whose five basic needs aren't being met.
Well, exactly. I mean, the first thing I hold to is that, you know, I call it having a fair chance to win. And what that speaks to, Cleet, is the level of excellence and the realization of your purpose. If you cannot realize your purpose in something and you're hogtied like a lot of these teachers are in getting their instructions from central command when they're in the classroom and they see a specific issue and they know it is within their capacity and their knowledge to address this issue, but yet they cannot, you know, for fear of losing their job. I mean, how does that make them successful? And so we're in a death spiral here in our education system, but yet, you know, the combination of, central command and, the way things have been running, I mean, they want to insist that it's going to work, but I think that there could be some hope on them there, in them there hills with, the appointment of Betsy DeVos, you know, coming on as the, educational, authority. And, I think that this is going to go a long way and maybe loosening some of these, you know, some of these handcuffs, you know, for these educators. Cause I feel for them, Cleet. I think that, they're underutilized and frustrated.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's very different. I've got my own kids who are in education, and some of the horror stories that they tell me about what's going on in their district, about how teachers fear for their survival, and how the administration above controls what goes on in the, I've got a son who's a teacher. The test to test the knowledge that he has taught come from central office.
Yes.
He's not even making the test. So he has to teach to the test.
Yes.
He can't teach to the interest of the kids on a given day. It's just awful the way everything is controlled. And you've got the new person coming up on the block with the DOE, has a strong interest in, charter schools and, school choice. Well, that's going to put more fear in teachers that they're going to lose their best kids from their classroom. They're going to be able to go where the kid wants to go, where the parents want them to go. And don't you know that the biggest single predictor of what a kid is going to do in terms of motivation is the parent. Mm-hmm. The parent who is interested in their kid's education, that's the biggest motivator. Going back to the 70s and when the test was done in the Chicago public schools about the biggest single predictor, it's parent interest in the kid's education.
Right, exactly.
Well, which parents are going to be interested in moving their kids to a better school, to a charter school?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, and I think that ultimately, and sadly, you know, especially with your children, Cleet, being in the educational system, we're going to have to go through this process. I mean, this is kind of like a learning curve experience. And sadly, there's going to be a cost of doing it. But I think the pain of not doing something about it, in light of the empirical evidence that, you know, puts public education in a bad light. And I think that, you know, teachers, anybody involved in education want to have a sense of pride of what they're doing and
Amen.
Accomplishment. And, yeah. And they've been stifled. And so, you know, bringing in some free market principles, I think is going to be win-win all the way around. But it's going to be painful initially, no doubt,
yeah,
to get through
no
it.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the techniques that I share in the book is how to give people who are under you some control. And this applies not just to teachers and students, but it applies to everybody out there listening who is in charge of something. I go to whoever I am over, whether I am my subordinates, okay, any leader out there who's over subordinates, any preacher, anybody in charge of something. Mm-hmm. As a principal and as a superintendent, I went to the teachers and I said, what do you expect of me as your leader?
Mm-hmm.
Here's 3 3-by-5 cards. I want you to write down what you expect of me as your leader.
Right.
So that gives them control. It says, I'm listening to you. I care about you. I trust you. I'm willing to risk hearing what you have to say. The teacher goes to the kids. What do you guys expect of me as your teacher? Here's 3 3-by-5 cards. That technique it's called the expectations diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
What do the people below you expect of you as the leader?
Right.
And in today's climate, when a teacher walks into a classroom and looks at 25 kids out there, there's black, there's white, there's Latino, there's Oriental, there's rich, there's poor. You know, what do they expect? The teacher has no clue. When a principal walks into a building and takes over the classroom and looks out at the teachers, there again, they come from all walks of life. What do they expect?
Mm-hmm.
And any leader out there listening right now, the Carrier plant in Indianapolis,
mm-hmm.
what do the employees expect of the supervisor? You know, people need to give the people below them some control over what happens to them. Mm-hmm. That's one of life's 5 basic needs.
Exactly. And of course, this is being, you know, we could see this clearly in action, to your point, Cleet, in this last presidential election. That's exactly what happened. Is control was given back to we the people, and we the people stood up and made an effort. And I believe that in the educational system, the same thing is taking place. You know, that we can be critical of this new generation all we want, but the one thing that they're saying a lot to us, but it's up to us to listen. And if we'll listen and respond, and this is your point, it will bode well for teachers, for students, and for parents alike. Cleet Bullock has been with us 40 years plus of experience in public education, an expert in the field. And Cleet, we appreciate your insight. Thank you so much for being with us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bill Martinez live.
I have further exhibits, Your Honor, but I hesitate to produce them.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be very happy to see them.
Yes, yes, yes. Produce them, Mr. Gailey. Put them here on my desk.
But, Your Honor,
put them here on the desk.
Yes, Your
Honor. Be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Sign this for me.
Little boy now. Merry Christmas.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Oh, my favorite time of the year. Don't you love Christmas, huh? Take it slow, take it easy, you know, kind of like we were talking about the other day with one of our exercise guests. It's okay to park on the perimeter. It'll be good exercise. You don't have to worry about fighting over parking spaces and silly things like that. 28 minutes right now before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest says, you know, of all the things that Trump had to, inspire us with, whether it was Make America Great Again or Build the Wall, probably one of the resounding, particularly in the home stretch, rallying cries was drain the swamp. This was definitely connecting with the forgotten man and woman, flyover country, those of us that have been greatly underrepresented in our government for a long time, those of us that believed that our constitutional rights and were enumerated in our Constitution were still valid. They were not just wishes and hopes. But we the people could stand up and reclaim our government, and this is exactly what happened. Michelle Minton is the director of Sindustry Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, where she promotes liberty by defending the likes of gamblers, smokers, drinkers, junk food eaters, and insurance agents. That's basically, they're one and the same. Michelle Minton, good to have you back with us and good to be talking with you. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, good to have you here and your perspective. We need this. With this drain the swamp theme, Nancy Pelosi said, that the swamp needed to be drained. I'm not sure she was thinking she was part of the stuff that needed to be exited. And, of course, Democrats yesterday said, well, she's still our gal.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things no one ever talks about when they say change or drain the swamp is what's going to replace it? What is it changing to? What's going to fill the swamp once we drain it?
Right. Well, that's what happened with Barack Obama, you know, hope and change. Well, what are we, you know, what are we getting out of and what are we taking in his place? And I'm not sure America was ready for the change that Barack Obama was presenting to the American people, because we heard them say even a couple of years down the road, well, we thought change, but we didn't think this kind of change.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why I think actually Trump and Obama ran very similar campaigns and were probably successful for a similar reason, which is, I call it the horoscope politician. You can kind of read into it whatever you want because they're being so vague.
Yeah, well, I think that what happens, and you're exactly right, I think in the case of Barack Obama, people defined, I mean, he put out, you know, what I call bumper sticker slogans. Wasn't a whole lot of depth to it, but people used their own worldview to receive and understand what Barack Obama was saying. And this is why when it got down to it, they're going, whoa, wait a minute. We thought change, but we didn't think like this kind of change, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, a lot of the things people had hoped that Obama would focus on, he didn't. You know, for example, a nice news story came out recently where he indicated that he thought marijuana should be legalized. He had 8 years, and I know some liberals were hoping that would be a thing that he dealt with, but he didn't. So on the way out, he's kind of paying lip service to it.
Right. And here, you know, the golden opportunity that he had, particularly in the first 4 years when he controlled everything. And what did we get? You know, we got a turkey healthcare system that is an absolute mess that will be repealed and replaced, no doubt. Even if it's amended, I mean, I think it will be a shadow of itself because, you know, this is what you get when you have only one party and a certain particular interest, a single particular interest that's, you know, making laws in this land. I mean, it just doesn't work, you know, for everybody.
And that's one of the things I think people will slowly become more angry at over time. And I mean, I don't know, but I wonder if people are talking to Trump about this. Obama did a lot of stuff where he wasn't working with both sides of the aisle to pass legislation. He was just sort of, you know, putting out papal bulls. He was making executive just orders, which are very easy to overturn if somebody comes in the next cycle who is not of your stripe or not your belief system. So, you know, I mean, Obama did a lot of things some people liked. But it's a question mark now. How easy is that going to be for a Trump administration to just overturn? And, you know, people are looking to see, is Trump going to end up doing exactly the same thing?
Well, certainly, in typical politician, you know, profile, yeah, you could see it following the same. But as we know, Donald Trump is far from being the typical politician. I mean, here he is. He's not even in office, and he's renegotiating with a company to save 1,000 jobs. You know, that's pretty encouraging right off the surface, don't you think?
Well, you know, I don't know what kind of deal he made with them or what he told them or what, you know, presidents getting involved in that kind of minutia and that groundwork is very interesting and quite different. But, you know, I think people are getting very excited right now, excited, angry, excited, happy about what he's going to do. And he's not even in the White House yet. It's very difficult to, you know, make a judgment call on what he's doing. And so he's actually there passing or approving legislation.
Well, I would think that with the people's engagement, because you had a lot of people wake up from the stupor that they've been in, Michelle, and, you know, they turned over the keys to these ruling elites. And I think that, you know, there's going to be a short leash. Yes, they're excited. We see what's happening. You know, there's a sense of hope now across the country is what I'm hearing anecdotally. And not only in this country, but look what's happening around the world. I mean, the Trump effect is quite resounding and very much antithetical to what Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton said would happen.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the waking up thing. I think, you know, for my friends who are very supportive of the Democratic Party or Hillary, you know, one or the other or both, my great hope as someone who is of a libertarian stripe, because we were talking for 8 years about the idea that Obama was expanding federal power, he's expanding the executive office well beyond what the Constitution, you know, was tried to limit it to. And Democrats, by and large, just like you said, handed over the keys because they like him. They liked Obama. They liked who's doing. So they just allowed it to happen. And now the hope is that they will wake up and realize you can't just vote one day every 4 years and then ignore what's going on in Washington for the rest of the, you know, for the rest of that time. That you have to get involved and limit certain powers, executive, federal government, whatever it is, even if the person who's in power at the time is somebody you like and agree with.
Michelle, let me ask you this. This seems like one of those 8,000-pound gorillas sitting in the room nobody wants to talk about. Because if we do, it may be indelicate and, you know, bringing up the race card or whatever. But how many politicians were afraid of Barack Obama? I mean, it seemed like he was able to scoot around some of these things, whether it was, I mean, you know, we see Trump building up a, you know, his administration and his team, and Barack Obama figured out, well, the way to get around to any kind of approval of Congress is I'll just make people czars. All of a sudden we had czars, you know. If you remember,
I remember.
You know, so you know, and he just, you know, went about becoming more and more imperialistic, and he was challenged so little because, you know, what? Because he was the first black president. They were afraid that you know, we were going to create some sort of racial explosion and riots in the street because the black president was being challenged. Was that
Did that come into play a little bit? No, I don't think it did, actually. I mean, I don't think politicians on either side were very afraid of Obama. I don't think politicians generally are afraid of much, except for maybe losing their top donors. Mm-hmm. I think more what you had was there was an immense enthusiasm for the Obama administration when it first came in. And to an extent, that continued on for his second go-around. But I think, like I said, I think Democrats were so charmed by him, Democrats and many liberals, not all of them. Some people realized that he wasn't actually living up to a lot of the promises or the hope they had for him. But I think that's what it was. He had just so much love when he went in that people were willing to just go with him on anything.
He was a rock star. I mean, and even still, as he's exiting, I mean, he is a rock star. And I think that unlike past presidents who couldn't wait to get out the exit door, he's saying, hey, look, I'm going to keep an eye on things and I'm going to offer my insight.
Well, you have to hand it to him. For whatever else you want to say about Obama, he is a great speaker, and he's incredibly charming. And that's something, you know, it's kind of unfortunately rare in politics these days that you have someone who is well-spoken, who is at times funny, who is very, you know, relatable and charming.
And we could all sit around and have a beer with him. I'm right with you. Michelle Minton, we've got more from Michelle right after this. Stay with us,
America.
You like
to pay less taxes. Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime, die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
I remember when people used to say things like Merry Christmas to each other. Everybody said, Merry Christmas! Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Lowenstein! You know why? Because it wasn't about a religion. It was about something as a culture we thought was so valuable that we'd all do it together, even if I disagreed with the religion behind it, because it was good for all of us instead of just me. But what do you say now? Happy Holidays. See, I just say happy holidays because I don't want to say Christmas because you don't believe in Christmas because I don't want to offend you.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, yeah. Christmas with a capital C. You remember that, huh? How fun, how much fun. Once again, we can enjoy the season, and why not? Bill Martinez here live at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Michelle Mitten is with us, Director of Industry Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Michelle, in light of all that we've gone through, you know, the Trump administration, I think politics in general, has a big objective in front of them. How do we bring this country together? I mean, even now, as Donald Trump is trying to assemble and hire 4,000 people and assemble this new administration in a short amount of time, and there are some some decisions that have been made that have been quite encouraging, I think, for people. And we sense, as you and I talked about, there is this hope that's on the horizon. You know, people are talking about starting new businesses, and I've been saying that we've had this pent up productivity that has been lying dormant that I think is about ready to explode. You know, given the right environment where we get and I know that you would agree with this, where we get government out of some of these areas and minimize and reverse some of these regulations that have been, disenfranchising and have served more as a non-incentive for people to start new businesses. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, bringing people together, we should be bringing people, you know, just normal people, you and me, citizens, not in the government, together. We should be working towards expanding freedom, limiting the power that the government has, you know, hopefully getting them to repeal certain bad things. But really, it's our job as citizens. If people don't think about that, we are part of the division of power. We have a job. Our job is to watch the government, make sure that they don't do something we don't like, watch our particular politicians, because even the ones you voted for and you like can turn around and do something, maybe for a donor, that you wouldn't agree with. And so you have to stay tuned in the whole year, all 4 years, not just, you know, one election. And in government, we don't necessarily want the sides to come together. It would be nice if they didn't just snipe at each other on silly things. And that's one thing I would encourage normal citizens to do, liberals, you know, people who voted for Hillary, people who didn't, people who voted for Trump or didn't. You know, don't just judge them based on their personality or your preconceived notions. Don't get excited every time they open their mouths or throw out something on Twitter. You know, really think about what they're doing, work with other people, talk to other people, and get excited and get involved when it's important, when there's something important happening, whether or not it's something, you know, you particularly care about or not. For example, with, you know, I write about online gambling a lot, and very few people participate in this or care about this, but the ideas behind it, what's going on in politics, you know, has ramifications beyond that particular industry or that particular activity. With Trump, for example, one of his largest donors, one of the largest Republican donors generally, is a casino owner who has been mm-hmm. trying to prohibit online gambling. And here you have Trump, who owns a casino, who
yes.
talked 5 years ago about wanting to get involved, or, you know, he made indications that he would get involved in online gambling, now pretty firmly friendly with somebody who wants the federal government to ban this activity. So mm-hmm. a lot of us are watching it and saying, you know, that would be a very important indication of whether or not, you know, a Trump administration is going to do what it indicated it would do and drain the swamp, you know, and shoot straight and all that other stuff. Or are they just going to do what all politicians apparently do, which is act to please their donors and try and
right.
spin it in a way that looks like they're doing it for their constituents?
Exactly. Well, and that's why, as you say, Michelle, I've been saying, you know, from day one, the three most important words in our Constitution is we the people. And that is a command for us to get involved, to reason together. Hey, we love passion, but, you know, I guess for the last couple of decades, it's been the spirit of invalidation. You know, if I don't like you, I don't like what you're saying, you're invalidated. So we're going to set you aside and you can't participate in the conversation.
Yeah.
And this is what happened too much. In the last administration, to Barack Obama's detriment, to we the people's detriment, to the world's
yeah.
detriment, because I believe that we could have done even greater things had there been, you know, a level of acceptance. Because even at times he himself could see it and he'd say, hey, look, at our conversation needs to be more civil. And I'd say, right on, okay? And then the next words out of the sentence, almost immediately out of his mouth, was something that was condescending. He just couldn't help himself. It was like, buddy, you need therapy. You know, because you're just not lining up your words with your behavior. But I say that to him, but I also say it to America at large, because we've been in this environment, you can call it political correctness and whatever you want to call it. Certainly that has contributed to it, but that's not the be all and end all. It has to do with, you know, the heart that we have towards one another. Are we going to respect, you know, each other as fellow human beings in this journey of life, participating in this time and space in this great American experiment that can make an incredible significance for our families and our children and the next generations coming behind us. You know, the greatest generation gave us, they passed the baton on to us. And boy, I'll tell you, it was, you know, it's been scary to think what we're passing on to this next generation.
Yeah, and I mean, you hit on something I talk about frequently, you know, usually off air, but how much I dislike party politics. Mm-hmm. It's very, human beings, I don't know if it's just Americans, but human beings love the idea of team sports. We like rooting for our home team.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times with party politics, you get people who are like, I'm a Democrat. That's the way
right.
I vote. Maybe
right.
they care about one or two or three issues, but then they're sort of coerced or, you know, socially pressured into accepting a whole flurry of other positions they may not actually care about.
Exactly.
And, you know,
yeah.
you know, you're not a Democrat if you don't agree with us on X, Y, or Z. You know, you say, well, this is one of the reasons libertarians exist, because we don't agree with both sides on everything.
Exactly.
But even libertarianism as a party can have its own problems when you start not talking to people as individuals and talking to them as if they are on a particular team with which you are trying to beat, you know, you're trying to win against them. And that's, you know, that's why we have the butting of heads constantly in Congress, is because everyone's playing on their particular team instead of playing for what they should be playing for, which is us. You know,
the American people, the grander, the
rights.
Bigger objective, Michelle, that's the deal. That's what unites us as one, is when we think about America and not, as it very well said, you're exactly right. This is, you know, we've turned it into a team sport and we've lost the objective.
Yes.
Of serving and, you know, serving the greater good of we the people. I mean, we can find those things. We can reason together and work it out and, you know, develop policy that's truly win-win and not restrictive and controlling and, you know, that comes from the, you know, the ivory penthouse towers of America saying, okay, well, what do we need the minions to do today, you know? And, well, guess what? The minions spoke out loud and clear. And whether or not Donald Trump wants to pull the plug on the swamp, I can tell you that we the people have already started the process.
Right. And I mean, that's what I brought up, that we actually have a job as citizens, even though we're
yes.
not technically part of the government. So the government is made up of people, and people are just, you know, we're selfish. We respond to different kinds of incentives. And a lot of people who are outside of D.C., outside of politics, don't realize how politicians have to operate. You know, they have to make money, because if they don't make money for their party, they don't get committee assignments. And if you don't get a good committee assignment, you can't pass laws or introduce any kind of laws. And if you don't do that, you're not going to get reelected, because your constituents look at you and say, you're a bum. What did you do? You didn't do anything.
Right. So you're irrelevant.
Right. Politicians are incentivized to make money for their party, to work for their party, not us necessarily. You know, it's always best for them if they can look like they're doing it for their constituents, but also happen to maybe make some money or move up in the ranks of their party so that they can be more effective and stay in power. And that's why we as the people really need to keep a close eye on our politicians. And every time they say, I'm doing this for you, this is something that's good for you, that is when you have to be, you know, you have to scrutinize it extra carefully.
Right.
And see, are they really doing it for me, or is there somebody in the shadows in the background that they're doing it for?
Exactly. Well, Michelle, you know, what you referred to and what you just outlined is what is. But at the same time, it doesn't have to be that way. And, you know, the government, yes, is this operating force and has become this, this monolithic empire, I would say. But it's still we the people. And the way it's designed, if we the people can, you know, if we're engaging and challenging it, we can keep it under control. And we the people are speaking out with all these interests and agencies that should be working on our behalf, including the mainstream media, who've abandoned their reason to exist. And their reason to exist is to document history. And I ask you how well they've documented history in the last two decades. Not very well. And as a result, look what's happening. They're losing audience. They're failing enterprises because they're not responding to their responsibility that they have to we the people. And so people are voting by tuning out, not being involved with them. You know, Michelle, when I grew up, the three major networks, TV networks, commanded 85% of the viewing audience. Today, it's less than 50%. Certainly, the options have increased, and all that is part and parcel for it. But the other part has to do with relevance, which is what you were talking about earlier.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why you can have somebody like Glenn Greenwald start his own organization, that, you know, his own media organization, and he's just a reporter, an outstanding reporter, but, you know, he was doing stuff that other reporters were kind of afraid to do or talk about, and so now he has a huge following. And if there's one thing, I agree, the media is the fourth estate for a reason. They are part of a properly working government, you know, an under-control government, and we the people are the fifth estate. Now, that's
exactly
our job as well. And if there's one thing I could encourage your listeners to do, is to really, you know, talk to other people, think about their positions, and if maybe they're doing something you don't like, I mentioned marijuana, maybe you think that's not so great, maybe it's vaping, maybe you think vaping is potentially harmful. If it's their choice in their own life and it's not something that affects you, you know, it's not something they're not stealing from you or hurting you or running you over with their car, then maybe consider that should just be their choice, even if
Well, Michelle, we're out of time, but thank you again for your insight. Great to have you with us. The Director of Industry Studies, Michelle Minton, on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see two shades whiter teeth, and in 7